Community theater in Lincoln is thriving in the midst of theater programs at two area universities and the professional productions at the Leeds Center. Nina Galen spent time recently at the Lincoln Community Playhouse and prepared this report.
Will you please tell my husband, if he drinks any more, I'm going home.
Well, I think that might be better coming from you as his wife.
On a brightly lit stage in front of a dark, nearly empty theater, Nebraskan actors audition for parts in a British play opening later this month at the Lincoln Community Playhouse. Community theater is volunteer theater, but the Playhouse does have a paid staff of 9 and contracts out for set designers, choreographers, musical and guest directors, and orchestras. Artistic director Mark Adams describes some of the Playhouse activities.
Well, we have 3 different theaters in the Playhouse. We have we're sitting in the main stage here, which is 305 seats, and there are 6 productions a year in here. There's normally roughly 3 or 4 plays and 2 musicals. We have a children's theater that seats 225 people, and that we do about 3 children's theater productions in there. We have a gallery theater, about 100 seats, which is a black box format, and we normally do 3 productions of experimental or original plays in there each year. We also normally have an art show. We use the theater as art gallery to display a local artist's work during a main stage or children's theater production. We have a variety show fundraiser in December every year to benefit the Lincoln Food Bank. And the admission price to that event is 5 pounds of non-perishable food. We have year-round classes for students of almost all ages.
Adam says it's not easy for any American arts organization to stay financially viable without community support.
Our support comes in a surprisingly small percentage from ticket sales. Not even half of our budget is covered by ticket sales. We need corporate support, and we need advertising dollars, and we need contributions and fundraisers to make up a roughly $500,000 budget operating costs.
Once upon a time, in a land far away.
Lynette Nelson Schwinn, director of the Children's Theater at the Lincoln Community Playhouse, also conducts acting classes for children ages 5 on up. Her goal is that children learn to enjoy theater.
We do anything from the basic acting techniques to having them feel comfortable in front of an audience or asking them to just relax and be more creative and learn about different characters and figure out how to maybe even analyze and be a good observer so that they can do that. We also teach them makeup sometimes, backstage information, technical theater. In one of my courses, it's Introduction to Theater. It's basically just getting students to know what theater is. And we teach them a little bit about the lighting and the settings and costumes, properties. They do stage makeup one day. And we also have them do a lot of different acting techniques, a lot of theater games so they can get an idea of what it takes.
This season, the Children's Theater has produced Charlotte's Web and the Bremantown Musicians. An adaptation of The Pied Piper is coming soon.
How are you this afternoon, Ms. Krebs?
Patsy Davidson has remembered this line from Inherit the Wind for 40 years. It was back then that a frantic friend rushed into her husband Sam's grocery store and begged him to play a one-line role as a grocer in a Playhouse production already 3 weeks into rehearsals. Sam's next role was the lead in The 7-Year Itch, and Patsy played his wife. Today, Patsy looks back on nearly a lifetime of involvement with the Playhouse.
I used to do props. I made a lot of soap suds for Mr. Roberts one time, and Sam was president a couple of times of the board. And then eventually he led the fund drive that got us into a brand new building at 56 and Normal. And I've been on the board and president of the guild, and we're participants. And we like to say that everybody in this town could be. It's a little different than a musical organization or others where you have to have a specific talent to truly take part. In a playhouse, it not only is giving to the community, but it's giving to the individuals who come in and work and it's great.
Looking forward, Director Adams describes what's coming up.
This is the 49th season of continuous service, community theater service in Lincoln, and we're gearing up for a very big celebration next year. The 1995-96 season will be the 50th anniversary, and so this current season is sort of the precursor to a very big year that will happen next year.
Well, jolly good. For Nebraska Public Radio, I'm Nina Galen.